Haldane Jensen was just 14 years old when he shot and killed Michael Hare in Stanley County. For that crime, Jensen was sentenced to life without parole, the mandatory penalty under South Dakota law. But now, 20 years later, U.S. Supreme Court rulings have given Jensen the opportunity to make a case for a lesser sentence. A clinical psychologist testified that Jensen's potential release would require training and supervision to bring Jensen's life skills to an adult level. Haldane Jensen is now 34 years old, and he has spent more than half his life in prison. When he went in, he had the reasoning and life skills of an adolescent. At issue now is whether he's capable of maturing into a responsible adult. Clinical psychologist Antoinette Cavanaugh says she spent about 17 hours interviewing Jensen in 2014. She disagrees with a state expert who diagnosed Jensen as having antisocial personality disorder. She says one indication that diagnosis doesn't fit is that the number of write-ups for infractions has gone down as he's grown older, and his level of violence has not continued or escalated in prison.
If this was a representative of a fixed trait of who he was, you would see a level of violence in the pen that was similar to the violence that was involved in this crime, and you don't see that.
Cavanaugh says adolescent brains function differently from those of adults. MRI tests show that a different part of the adolescent brain is engaged when children think their peers are watching. That's not the case with adults. She tells Sixth Circuit presiding judge John Brown that adolescents are more likely to overestimate rewards and underestimate risk, dynamics that played a powerful part in this crime.
Now, science has caught up with what I think, like, our grandmothers always knew. Adolescents function. They make bad decisions sometimes. And now we have the science to help us understand why that's the case.
Cavanaugh says if Jensen is released, he'll need a lot of supervision. For one thing, he needs to stay on medications prescribed for ADHD, and he'll have to learn the basics of being an adult, like applying for an apartment and a job.
He's worked in prison, and that's wonderful, but the way you go about getting a job in prison is very different than the way you go about getting a job in the real world, right? So he needs to learn some of these things.
Cavanaugh says parole agents are accustomed to assisting inmates with these skills, but it's unusual for them to deal with someone whose normal life experiences stopped when he was 14. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks reporting from Fort Pierre.